All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One of these things is not like the others.
Abilo!
One of these things doesn't belong. Can you tell which thing is not like the other by the time I finish this song?
Go F yourself.
The correct pronunciation is Avila.
I need you.
All right. We've had our fun. Just honestly, that is the biggest thing I took away from last night. Just we may have three really good GMs in this town, and then, well, one of these things is not like the other. Rico, welcome in on a Friday. If you have not seen Rico's Floral Friday shirt combination today, electric is an understatement. That is special stuff.
Just trying to impress Kenny.
That's all. It's big time. Pretty much one of the best nights in the last decade of Detroit sports last night. Or no hyperbole to it. I mean, Rico's been all over Jaden Ivey since January. Kudos to you, because in the end, everyone caught up to you. And also, Rico said, let a crackhead be a crackhead. And the Kings went full crackhead.
Yeah.
They had the spoon, the foil, the lighter, and they went full crack. And Rico said it. I'm calling their bluff. I'm not making a move.
They wanted every – Mike, I knew they weren't serious when teams were – when the reports came out about the Knicks saying, we can't pay this price. That told me they're not serious. They want a King's ransom
right.
plus a bag of fries.
It is letting great be the enemy of good. If the Kings would have taken a really good return, they make the deal, they get the player they want, and they move on. But that's why they're the Kings. That's why they're homeless. The bottom line is the Pistons got very lucky. It requires some good luck in every rebuild. They got theirs. And now the Pistons feature one of the exciting young backcourts in basketball. Cade and Jaden Ivey is something that is worth watching. And then...
But wait.
There's
we're
more.
We're not done. Right.
Right. Second prize is the steak knives. We talked yesterday. I brought up Charlotte. I brought up this idea that these picks were available, and I gave you three names. Mark Williams, Jalen Duren, Jeremy Sochan. Well, lo and behold, Troy Weaver. This is why we broke down the Grant trade the way we did. Troy Weaver, because of the additional cap space, because of acquiring this asset down the line. He was able to use $9 million in cap space as they buy out the dead body of Kemba Walker and use a pick that I think we all agreed they were never going to use, the 2025 selection.
Yeah.
And they get Jalen Duren, who I've just kind of comped to Time Lord. He can be your Robert Williams. He is a freak show athlete. He is a rim runner, a shot blocker, a lob specialist, like... It's even pick 36, they drafted my cousin. I made jokes all week about go get the kid from Lake Como, the two guard. The highlights are crazy. Gabriel Porchita. So when they put Blaha's microphone in the rafters, put an Italian flag up there next to it. This is, honestly, it was just a night Detroit fans really deserve, because there are a lot of garbage nights. Troy Weaver... And the Pistons took a massive step forward last night. Massive.
It did, Mike. And this is where I give you kudos.
Why?
Because you don't do the social media thing.
No.
There was angst. in this city.
Why?
Everybody was celebrating. Fifth pick, don't screw this up. Shams, all those people told you it was going to be Ivy before he was taken.
Right.
I don't care. I don't die on that hill.
I want to hear it to believe it.
Yeah, if you don't want to hear it beforehand, don't be on social media. But Mike, all of a sudden you see Stephen A. Smith and Spike Lee on TV praying. Literally on their knees, hands claps together, praying out loud. Like David did it so much better here on the show, but they did. They wanted New York to do something. All of a sudden, there's a trade in the works. New York got all these rights, and they're going to trade
Bob Jang.
They're going to trade Kemba Walker, Duren, to the Pistons. But they didn't say who the Pistons were going to send back. And now all of a sudden, people are thinking, no, you didn't. Okay, we like Duren. But did you seriously just swap out Jaden Ivey for Duren?
No way.
And Kemba Walker? For 5 minutes, Mike, no one knew who the Pistons were sending back. And then finally, one of the beat writers came out and says, guys, relax. Weaver said, Jaden Ivey's not a part of this deal. And then you're like, okay, what is going on here? He is hoodwinking the entire league. How did he pull this off without taking the contract of
Gordon Hayward?
Yeah.
I think it's the same principle that we saw him execute as what Leon Rose did with New York. The night before when he traded Jeremy Grant, he was willing to take essentially no return. Free up the cap space and you can give me a pick in 2025. Leon Rose and the Knicks, just so you guys understand the backstory, not that you care about hoodwinking the Knicks, but why did it happen? The Knicks hired Rick Brunson. He's an assistant coach. The Knicks also have Worldwide Wes on staff. Rick Brunson and Worldwide Wes are best friends. Worldwide Wes reps, you guessed it, Jalen Brunson. So the Knicks are going all in to get Jalen Brunson. They wanted cap space. And what they also got, because this is a New York frame of mind, is three protected first round picks. Why? Because they're never going to use them. They're going to deal all of those to do something totally Knicks and stupid. But the point is, Troy Weaver is able to be in the right place at the right time to take the right opportunities. He's wheeled and dealed. He's aggressive. And you know what, Rico? It's one thing if you make the deal. It's another if you do something weird with it. Mm-hmm. But like we talked about it, the Pistons have a desperate need for front court athletes to get athletic and big and no jokes about beef stew, not of a 6'8 center.
Yeah. I mean, Troy Weaver, his personality where he doesn't get emotional. So he's playing.
His interview this morning, wet bread.
Right. You couldn't tell that he just basically fleeced a lot of people.
Wet bread.
He was just like, yeah, you know, we're not done yet. You know, we got our guys and you know, it's what we do.
Wet bread.
Thank my staff. It's just the fact that, Mike, he's like, I don't know if you're a chess player, but he's that unorthodox chess player where you're sitting there saying, I have no idea why are you making these moves. Well, he's setting you up. Yeah. And in chess, you literally, when you're really good, you're 5-6 moves ahead of the person that you're playing.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to bait you into here. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. Because when he did the trade, he literally took Jeremy Grant and turned him into a lottery pick. What we all wanted.
Yeah.
He took a roundabout way of doing it.
And the cap space.
And I mean, at the end, it was like you just stand up and you give this man a slow clap.
Yeah, but that's what, you know what?
I felt like the progressive guy was going to say, hey, Troy Weaver's not here. No need to clap.
I don't want to get negative, and I'm not. I just want to make a point. Like, that's what the job of a high-level GM is. Like, we're so used to garbage. that like, you just... It's like you're in awe of competency. You're in awe of someone who might be shrewd. No, that's the job. That's what you're paid to do. No one's in awe of an actor who does good movies. That's what you're paid to do. A musician who cuts good albums. Same thing. Only in Detroit are people somehow accustomed and willing for bums to be employed. But you're right. Troy Weaver is doing what you're paying him to do. And I think he's turning the corner with this franchise. Now, no, Rico, I don't think they're going to somehow be electric top four seed. But like Rico, they got Jaden Ivey because he was patient. And the Kings are coquettes. And he got Duran because he jumped into the pool, identified the target, had the asset, had the cap space. Part of it he created the night before. And then followed it up by drafting someone that I think universally we all go, yes, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Whether the pick works or not, you can't criticize the Jalen Duren selection.
No, you can't.
It's awesome.
And I think maybe the reason being is because, you know, unlike when the Wings were just acquiring talent, it was, they were the team. They were like that hot team. They were the hockey version of the Lakers. Everybody wanted to come here. Right. You're going to come there, you'll take a pay cut, but you'll probably be in the Stanley Cup, and you got a chance to win a ring. He's doing it. I mean, he is. I was talking with Rieger this morning. Mike, probably between him and Tucker are the two guys that flipped their entire rosters so quickly in 3 years that, yeah, I'm going to get rid of all of these guys, but I'm not just going to get rid of them. I'm going to get something back for them. Yeah, I know. They seem to be worthless. Trust me. I'll find something. I'll polish him up. I'll take him to the pawn shop. I can get something. And he has.
Now, look, I think it was a huge night. And ultimately in the NBA, if Cade's not a superstar, then I guess you'll look back at this in a couple of years. Or if Ivy doesn't turn out to be a high-level guy, none of it'll matter. But what Troy Weaver is setting up is a legitimate
6-year run.
Something sustainable. Like, think about this. The Pistons, for basically 15 years, have been unwatchable garbage. Sorry to everybody down there. Not sorry. They've been boring. They've been safe.
Here's how you know it's bad. And here's how the Pistons tell you it's bad without telling you it's bad. When you have to hype up and sell the opponents that they're playing.
Or the birthday of your mascot.
Or the birthday of Hooper. Come down to see the Lakers and LeBron.
And the idea now is you can legitimately turn on a cold February night. And it's not about who they're playing. I want to see Cade Cunningham and Jaden Ivey. I want to see a backcourt that is capable of really, on a consistent basis, not only the open floor stuff, which is going to be devastating because Jaden Ivey has that Ja Morant gear. I'm talking about in the half court, the dribble drive and kick, the ability to attack teams and play off of each other and create so many open looks for somebody like Sadiq Bey. Create open looks for whomever the stretch four they eventually find is.
You want the Durham slam dunks. You do.
I do. I would like them to speed the things alley-oops. Up. Yes. But look, I don't do draft grades, but that was a kick-ass night. I mean, that was as good as it gets, man. And we liked the Lions draft, and there was a little bit of a division on Aiden.
Yeah, because, Mike, here's the thing. And it's sad because we don't win a lot here. We don't get playoff games. Heck, we don't even get the wild card play-in games. But for the last 3 years, when it came to the Pistons draft night, the Pistons was the prettiest girl there. Yep. The Pistons, basically everybody revolved around Detroit. Detroit was the mover and shaker now 3 years in a row.
And let's get into it because I will tell you this. With the selection of Ivy and Duren, I want to do something I never thought I would do. I want to tell you why they need to sign DeAndre Ayton.
Where's the buzzer?
No.
Can I walk over and hit the buzzer sound for you?
Yeah, I can do it for you, brother. I got you.
Thank you.
No. I want to do it because I do think it's the responsible thing to do. And I want to explain why. And listen, let me present.
No, I will.
Let me present actual sports things. And then if you want to crucify me, great. But let's open the phone lines up. Let's get going here. And we got a lot of ground to cover. But that was a banner night for the Pistons and a real night for Detroit where, hey, you know what? I guess as we struggle through summer with this garbage product on a baseball field, it has to be frustrating knowing that not one, not two, but all three other teams in this town have a dude running their operation. They got somebody that whether it works or not, they're doing the right stuff, they're being aggressive, and they're getting you, at least on paper, a better product. And then there's that other guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.